All right, now that the chief's off, let's get started, shall we? This honestly won't take that long. It's just a short formality. It's my duty to register all residents of the village and gather some basic information. Why'd she leave you here if it won't take that long? Well, I imagine her cutting you around town would cause quite the uproar right now. Didn't she explain that to you? You showing up here is a one-of-a-kind event, you know. Though, considering she left her scent all over you, she might just be more worried of the other residents getting mad at her. Knowing the errands she has to do, she'll be gone a few hours. So, you're gonna stay here as my guest. Now, name, please. Alright. Age? Alright. Reason for visit? Actually, we can skip that one. How long will you be? No, we don't need that one either. You aren't going anywhere. Knowing her, she already told you that you're staying here for the time being, correct? Thought as much. Can't risk you bringing others back, at least until we get to the bottom of this. I'll be sure to review her notes later. As well as the priestesses, once you get to meet her. Now, former occupation? Why? Well, you can't be a freeloader. You've got to contribute something to the village. Though, truth be told, I know exactly what you can give us. Now, answer the question. I see. Well, we'll find something for you. I could always train you myself. I haven't had a student in ages. Lastly, it'll be a residency, but... Well, I assume you'll be staying with the chief for now. Lucky her. That's all the paperwork. Normally, I'd issue a visitor's pass or some sort of residency permit, but that's a little unnecessary. See, I told you it wouldn't take very long. Until she comes back, you can just take a load off. Relax here. Rest a bit. Why are you looking at me funny? Something on your mind? Chief didn't want to deal with me. Not surprised. Don't suppose she said why. Thought so. You want to know? Well, that's because she's jealous of me. Got a lot of history between us. Some of it isn't so good. I took a couple of things that belonged to her. Or at least, that she thought belonged to her. If she wanted them so bad, she'd have fought her to keep them. But that's old history, way back before the village was even formed. She's a grudge holder, you know. Not the nicest sometimes. You wouldn't want to get on her bad side. Me? I don't care, though. She couldn't challenge me if she wanted to. I taught her that lesson once already. I could give you a history lesson if you'd like. Maybe over drinks and snacks. We've got plenty of time to get to know each other, after all. Shall we head into the other room? Good, good. Come along then. Take a seat. Everything's more or less already laid out. I spend most of my time in here relaxing and reading, or keeping myself sharp. You got plenty of choice of dried fruits, meat, and fish. I don't like to cook, so I just eat a lot of dried foods. Do you enjoy sake? We produce our own in the village, of course. I've got a wide variety of different kinds. Don't be shy, really. Here. I'll pour you a cup. take as much as you'd like of anything. We can produce far more than we'd ever need, so don't be shy. Now, let's see. Where do I start? Pardon me if I'm a bit vague about some of the details. In some ways, I'm proud. In other ways, I'd rather leave the past behind. At the very least, I'll help you understand why the chief doesn't like me so much. In days long gone by, I was a conqueror. To some, I was a monster. To others, I was a hero. Through years of bloody wars and backroom dealings, I united my homeland under one banner. Amusingly enough, I have seen some of the modern history books that your scholars append. It looks like most of my guy's contributions are erased and are rewritten as humanity's achievements. They even went so far as to claim I was a man. Shameful. Oh, already finished with your drink? I can pour you another if you'd like. Or, actually, you know what? This is a special occasion, and maybe I can bring out the good stuff. Though, it's a lot harder than the sake. I don't know if you'd be able to handle it. Oh, you can take your liquor. All right then, by all means. I don't really have any kind of special glasses for the occasion. I just usually drink this one straight from the bottle. Bottoms up. Oi, careful, careful. That stuff's strong. Don't say I didn't warn you. If I didn't know better, I think you're trying to show off or something. Look, at least eat before you drink anything else. Anyway, back to my story. I was basically an unmatched warrior in the battlefield. Oh, it's really embarrassing talking about this kind of stuff. I can't talk myself up, you know? It's why I'm capping the guard here, though. Keep everyone safe. Not that I have much need to these days. Oh, right. The chief. Well, the real reason she doesn't like me is that I conquered more than just the battlefield. Men and women fell at my feet. Those backroom dealings that I mentioned. It wasn't any kind of skullduggery. Some of my greatest conquests were in my bedchambers. Less armor, more silk sheets and fluffy tails. To be young again. Anyway, one of those conquests happened to be someone that she had gotten close to. Quite close to. Now, in my defense, I didn't know at the time. It just, you know, kind of worked out that way. Ada? Are you alright? You're looking quite flushed. Did you drink too much? I warned you. Oh, there he goes. Humans are just as easy as they always were. Doubly so when they try to show off for you. Sorry, Chief. Looks like I'll be taking another one of your trophies. Can't say you don't deserve it, though. But, don't worry. I'll be taking good care of you. Trust me when I say, being caught up in a little feud is going to be one of the most enjoyable experiences of your life. Da-da-da. It looks like you're finally coming to. I warned you. What were you thinking? Trying to show off and impress me? How do you feel, though? Your head is swimming. You'll be feeling it for a while. It's all right, though. I'll be here to take care of all of your needs. Feeling hot. That's expected. I learned that recipe from some foreign sailors. They'd call it fire water. I've learned how to make it extra potent since then. It'll get you all hot and sweaty. Took you long enough to realize. Yes, you were sweating something fierce while passed out. I took the liberty of divesting you of your clothes before they became too soaked. You were in my room because I decided I liked what I saw, and I wanted to claim you for myself. Consider yourself another conquest, if you'd like. Being conquered by me isn't so bad, though. Trust me when I say that it is far easier and more enjoyable to surrender to me. Plus, the way your body reacted when I pulled off your clothes, I'd say you were expecting this all along. Maybe you thought you'd drink me under the table and claim me instead. Instead, you played it right into my hands. In return, my hands are gonna play right into you. Do you realize the position that you're in? Resting against my soft body, hands and feet restrained by my 9 tails. But where are my hands at? There's one right here, pressed to your stomach, gently sliding my way down to your crotch, ready to claim my prize. Ta-da! Your cock twitched when I said that. Perhaps you wanted to lose to me. The real question is, where could my other hand possibly be? Let me just pull your bottom up a little bit further with my tails. There we are. If there's one thing I've learned from all of my triumphs, it's that the fastest way to defeat your opponent is to identify and attack their weakest spot. Based on my experiences, I would say your weakest spot is right here. Oh, was I right? Your entire body twitched when I slipped my fingertip inside of you. Yes, I have claimed plenty of territory through a carefully planned rear assault. You'll merely be another on the long list. Have you ever had something inside of you? Oh my, this is your first time. What an absolute delight. I'm going to introduce you to a world of pleasures you've never thought possible. There is a wonderful little spot inside of you, and if I press down on it in just the right way, well, let's say that all your defenses will crumble instantly. It'll be a life-changing experience, my dear. I'm excited to be here first. Maybe after my fingers, I can put my tongue inside of you as well. Or, if you're a really good pet, I might use some of my magic and let you feel something else inside of you. Believe me, the first time I pump you full of my seed, and you feel warm cum of strength out your belly. You'll never want to go back. You're squirming so much. But what if I were to go just a little bit deeper? How's that? Not too bad, I hope. Good. And then we'll keep going. Inch by inch. One knuckle at a time. There we go. Good boy, good boy. My entire middle finger is inside of you right now. Can you feel it wiggling around? They say that alcohol dulls the senses, but you seem more sensitive than ever. Burning hot, sweating, wiggling. You're breathing so heavily, too. But you like it, don't you? Let's see. If I remember correctly, your weak point should be right about here. I wonder how you'll react if I touch it. What if I put just the slightest amount of pressure on it? Will you withstand it? Or will you instantly melt my hands like so many of those who came before you? Your whole body spasmed. It's like a lightning bolt shooting up your spine, isn't it? And to think, that was just a gentlest touch. And now imagine my fingers teasing and massaging your insides while I stroke your hard cock. And with my two soft hands, I can help you ascend to heaven in mere moments. Would you like that? Good boy. I knew you wouldn't deny me. Where should I start? Perhaps with a second finger. If it won't fit, I'll make it fit. Don't worry. The alcohol will dull the pain a little bit. Once you've made it through that, there'll be naught but pleasure. Straight inside it goes. The way you moan is delightful. Your face twists and contorts in pleasure. Your brain doesn't know whether to feel despair or joy. Worry not, my dear. We'll stop at two for now. But should we have more training sessions in the future? Now, I brought something extra special just for you. It's a bottle of oil. This one is made for a particular kind of experience. I believe they call it a soap land where you're from. Extra thick, viscous, and slippery. Most of these oils are cold, but this one will warm your body up as I massage it into you. Doesn't that feel nice? It's gonna feel even better in a moment. Yes. How's that? The cool air of the room replaced the warmth of the oil. Your body seems to like it at the very least. Your cock is burning hot and twitching. Now, let's see. What happens if I squeeze down gently while I assault your weak spot? Your entire body jumped again. Did you say something? I didn't understand you. Mommy, did you call me mommy? Absolutely adorable. Yes, mommy will take care of you. She'll start by stroking your cock gently with this hand, building up speed, bit by bit. Then, When you least expect it, she'll attack your insides again. Oh. I don't think I could ever get tired of how your body reacts. I'm not even giving it my all yet. Tell you what. Surrender yourself to me. Tell me that you're mine and that you give in. If you do that, I'll take you to heights of pleasure you've never felt in your mortal life. What do you say? You admit defeat. Good boy. Good boy. It seems I've conquered your heart. Now, I'll claim the rest of you. Prepare yourself. I won't be holding back. Good boy, good boy. You're already so hot in my hands. Do you like the feeling of the oil massaging into your heart, burning cock? You're sweating so much. I love it. Your breathing's getting so heavy, too. Can you stand it? How does it make you feel? Do you like being assaulted on both sides? Actually, it's more like I have you surrounded on all sides. Insides of your body are so warm and hot, too. And the pre-cum dripping from you, I can barely tell it apart from the oil. It's all just one big, sticky mess. What if I pick up the pace a little bit? Will you be able to take it? Or will you just break in my hands like so many others? I believe, though, you can do it. You can hold out. Resist for me. Resist for a little bit longer. Let me take care of you. What if I twist a little bit like this? Gently wrap around the head and dig my fingertips inside of you. Stretching you out. Oh, you're so fiery hot. Between the alcohol and the massage oil. It's wonderful. The sweet scent of your sweaty body. Good boy. Yes. Yes. this instead. Up and down and in and out, tugging, twisting, rubbing all over, playing with your tip. Oh, you're such a mess and I love it. Good boy. Let mommy take care of you. Let me take care of you. Oh, do you like that? Do you like that? Maybe if we do another training session, I'll get a taste of you for myself. Would you like that? Or maybe you can get a taste of me instead. Yes. Let's go. I'll destroy you yet. I'll make you surrender everything to me. Give me everything. Give me everything. And when you do, don't hold back. Don't disappoint me. Don't let me down. Yes, here we go. Here we go. Do you like that? Pick up the pace. Twist and turn. Keep struggling. Hold on just a little bit longer for me. Alright. You can do it. You can do it, good boy. Breath blowing across your neck and ears as I stroke and pull on your hot cock as I play with it. I can feel your body tensing up. Yes, give it to me. Give it to me. Longer. The sounds of your moans are delightful. I can feel it. Your searing hot cock twitching and pulsing in my hand. Is this it? Are you coming? Don't fall back. Give it all to me. Surrender everything you have to me. There. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. That's what I like to see. You surrendered your heart and mind to me long ago, but now even your body raises this white flag. It's been so long since I've had the chance to conquer new lands. Now, let me savor this victory. Delicious. The taste of a man's cum is even more satisfying than even the finest of wines. You seem utterly exhausted, and your body looks absolutely miserable, soaked in a mixture of your sweat, cum, and my massage oil. But I know the joy you feel in your heart. It was all worth it, wasn't it? Don't try to answer. Just relax. Catch your breath. We may even allow sleep to claim you, should you desire. I will be here to take care of you when you wake. That was great. Been such a long time. Reminds me of the good old days. Hey, do me a favor. Don't tell her what happened, all right? I don't need the two to be more pissed off at me than she already is. Thanks. Hey, come here. Da-da-da. Good boy. Good boy. Looks like your escort still isn't back. It's getting kind of late. Maybe she got caught up in something. Here. Why don't you go get cleaned up? Wash off the sweat. And more importantly, my scent. I'll take care of your clothes and get some food together for you. I'm sure after that workout, you must be starving. You know, if you end up needing something to do in the village, I'll be happy to take you under my wing. You can stay here with me. I'll feed you and take care of you, and we can have nightly training sessions. I mean, daily training sessions, yes. Don't feel like you have to answer now. Just go get cleaned up. There's no rush, after all. You'll be here with us for a long time. Now, get going before the chief comes back. I don't want to get in trouble, all right?